Joining us right now, Brad, Republican State Senator George Logan. Brad, he's the vice chair of the General Assembly's Veterans Affairs Committee. He'll talk about Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing just fine. We're trying to bring some of this history back this morning, the two of us. And I know that you want to say a few words about Pearl Harbor Day and what we have done. As we've asked our listeners, we've given them our phone number because they are doing things as well. We've already heard from some, and we want them to be able to call us and to participate.
Yeah, and I mean, how appropriate on a day of today, where we have President George Bush, who fought during World War II. This is something that all of us as Americans need to remember, the tragedy that occurred, all of the men and women on the ground, whether there were servicemen, folks that were nurses, doctors, cooks. We have hundreds of people who died on that day, and this is a day that we need to remember and remember why they were there and why they lost their lives and why the United States entered World War II, again, to fight for those liberties and justices that we all, and privileges that we all are able to enjoy because of the sacrifices of those folks.
Senator, you're one of the chairs of the Veterans Committee, Veterans Affairs Committee at the General Assembly, and taking care of our veterans on a local level, a state level, and a national level, is always paramount. Kind of one of the few really bipartisan issues that there can be some agreement on. How are we doing as we get toward another Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day? How are we doing in the Legislative Affairs Committee, and what's the state of in the state of Connecticut right now as to how the vets are being taken care of?
Yeah, it is critically important that we work in a team environment here. First of all, in the district that I represent, we have a very active veterans community. So those living veterans and their families play a big role in making sure that they keep us legislators aware of the issues that are important to them. The federal government has a role to play in taking care of our veterans, and at the state level, the state has a role to play as well. And so one of my biggest roles to try to make sure that in between there aren't gaps, of care and service that our veterans need that are not met. And that's one of the biggest roles that I play and that the Veterans Committee and the state legislature plays here for our veterans here in Connecticut.
How are we doing in that, Senator? How are we? Are you hearing from veterans? Are you hearing about problems or good news that we're solving things? What are you folks on the committee hearing?
Sure. I mean, there's certainly a lot of services out there for our veterans. I'll give you an example, though, of one area where I think that an adjustment needs to be made and more needs to be done is particularly for those veterans who have fought in the Vietnam War. Those veterans, many of them are coming of age now where their needs in terms of health care services are ratcheting it up. And I've heard repeatedly a number of cases where the service that's available for particularly those Vietnam veterans is not matching what the need is. So that's one area, for example, of focus that I have and that on the Veterans Committee, we're going to be looking to see what we can do to help shore up and make sure that those services that are out there, one, that our veterans are aware what the programs and services are for them and that they're getting the proper care that they need.
Talking with Senator George Logan, Vice Chair of the Legislative Veterans Affairs Committee. You know, one of the things, Senator, that is very, very telling, it is for me and for many, many others, that when you go to a place like the South Park Inn, which is the first shelter that was started, and that was Governor William O'Neill at the time, and several of us. And now you go in there today and you see and you find veterans that are living there because the needs that they had were not covered. And these are some of the things that I believe that a remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day, a remembrance of Vietnam, that we should make sure, absolutely sure, that they get the care they need, that they get what they deserve and what many of them died for.
You are absolutely right. I mentioned health care, I think, as being one of the top items, top priorities. But I would say housing is right there, close behind it. You know, we've got dozens, if not hundreds, of veterans here in Connecticut and other folks that are in need of affordable housing. There's also the issue of post-traumatic stress syndrome and mental health issues as well. That I believe those needs need to be addressed, I think, more appropriately and more effectively for our veterans here in Connecticut.
All right, Senator, you'll keep us updated on this, we hope, correct?
Absolutely, always. You know, I was always a pleasure to be on board here. Folks, please drive safe going to work today.
Mm-hmm.
Remember President George Bush, and please never forget our veterans and those sacrifices that they've made for our freedoms and our liberties.
We thank you so much for being a part of our program this morning. And again, we say to those of you who want to get in touch with us, please do 8-